Let me ask you this. Going into the commission meeting on Monday night, did you know you were going to be mayor, or was that decided at the meeting?
Well, I knew it was a possibility going in, and so you never really know until I don't ever count my chicks before they hatch.
Yeah,
so
but you paid each commissioner, what, $20?
Yeah, something like that.
Or $20 not to name you
That's
mayor.
That's right.
Well, yeah, good. Congratulations. What does the family think about this? Mary Lee, and then let me see if I can get them all. Actually, have them written down, so I should. Liam, Laura, Maya, and Kelsey.
That's correct.
What do they think?
They are excited for me. Mm-hmm. And they are excited. And in fact, one of my girls said, oh yeah, I told somebody you were the mayor, and they didn't believe me. But I think they finally figured out it was true. So, speaking of little girls, if I could, Jeff, if you'll allow me to.
A shout out?
Yeah, a shout out,
all
please.
Right, I love it.
So, my youngest, Laura, who is turning 10 today.
This many
at both hands.
She's two handfuls.
It's two handfuls. And yeah, exactly. No, I love you, Laura. Happy birthday.
Congrats to Laura. And then Liam is the oldest?
Yeah, Liam's the oldest. Yeah, he's 17.
Okay. Is he still bowling?
He's still bowling.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's still bowling, playing baseball and doing all kinds of fun stuff.
You have a great family.
Thank you, Jeff.
Let me mention your wife, Mary Lee. I was at the Avera Race Against Cancer on Saturday. Were you at your house cheering people on?
I absolutely was.
I figured you were. I didn't see you at the parking lot, so I figured you were. But Mary Lee was lifted up and mentioned in before the race, and this community, I think, really just loves her and embraces her and your whole family.
I was down there for the presentation, and wow, talk about, you know, the Nesses and just the shout out.
It was very emotional.
Oh, it was very moving, and I really appreciate it.
I was hiding behind an umbrella, so nobody could see me and my welling up of my eyes.
Yeah, no, but we're very excited for the new cancer center to be built, thanks to Avera as well, and it's going to be a beautiful thing for Yankton, actually, and the area, so it's going to be great.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how excited are you to be mayor?
I am at a full-on 10 right now.
All
that's
right.
How excited
I'm
going to
check back with you every month and see what that number does.
Well, and that's the thing, you know, Jeff, I realize it's going to ebb and flow. There's going to be, things might get spicy from time to time, but as I've always said, even when I was campaigning, it's all about us working together. Together is important. We're on the same team. We can have a fantastic discussion in the commission chamber as long as we maintain decorum, which we always have, but just really put our heads together, work together, and do the best for our community.
So three commissioners leave, three new ones come on.
Correct.
That'll change a little bit, but hopefully collaboration is the theme and the key. And
absolutely. The new commissioners that are coming on are fantastic. I think it's great to have differing viewpoints, as I know we do at times. And again, I think that's what the community needs. You got to have people represented, and having those discussions in the commission chamber to be open and transparent.
And you're a volunteer firefighter?
I am. Yeah.
Kind of just a big Yankton cheerleader, aren't you?
I am, absolutely. Everybody, I tell friends and family, you know, you got to consider moving to Yankton. And I mean it. It's a beautiful river city. We have so much to offer, and I really mean it when I tell people they should consider moving here.
I had a friend in yesterday that had never been here before, and he was, and I mean this, he was blown away by Yankton. He goes, dude, he literally said, dude, this dude. Town. Rocks. He's young, way younger than me. But
I'm surprised
he
didn't say bra.
Super impressed, and I think we got a lot to be proud of. I really do.
We do have a lot to be proud of, and it's one of the things that, you know, lots of the communities come together to make the Youth Aquatic Center happen. And have you been out to the Trailhead Learning Center yet?
Twice.
Oh my goodness, what a beautiful.
Yeah,
beautiful
the girls world. Are going there next fall, and wow.
Yeah, I was blown away.
Yep,
I really was.
Yep,
yep. So good things are happening, Jeff.
Yes. What is on the horizon for the Yankton City Commission? I know you just had a big meeting with Matt Evans and the mall, and I hope that everything continues to grow and trend in the right direction there. But what else is brewing?
Well, and I want to touch on that too, because I do think, as I did the tour out there at the mall, and now the commissioners did, as well as the public, what a project, and it's really coming along. So I really am excited to see that come to fruition, fill up, and hopefully really get back some of that retail leakage that we keep talking about. But one of the things, and I want to also shout out to city staff, and I want to mention this too, because I didn't mention it during my first meeting on Monday, is that one of the things that really make the city work and work efficiently like a well-oiled machine is having amazing employees. One of the things that I always want to make sure we're doing is taking care of our amazing employees, because when our employees are happy, they're happy to be here. And then that trickles all the way down to their citizens as
well. I think Mason echoed that in his goodbye too. He really mentioned the employees. And yeah, the commission's in the spotlight. Amy Leone is in the spotlight. But those folks that come out and pick up my garbage and recycling and make sure the streets are clear and every department that we can't mention here today. So important.
That's right. That's right. And I had the joy of riding along on the garbage truck doing a full day.
Really?
I did. And I really enjoyed it.
Did you hang on the back of the truck?
I hung on the back of the truck. And yeah, it was a fantastic ride along. I've done a few ride alongs with the PD as well. And it's one of those things when you walk a mile in someone's shoes, you really gain that appreciation, even more appreciation than you had before.
Yeah.
And so, it was great. And as I was going to say earlier, we did our strategic planning. And so that was really fantastic. And so thank you to all the city staff that put that together. We don't get to, I love brainstorming. I love having, just as you can tell, I love to talk. But we're able to get together as commissioners and really look at, have a vision for the future and make sure that we're all working towards that vision. Otherwise, we can't do that. We can't get together and do that any other time because then we're violating open meeting laws. So in strategic planning, we can do that. And that's really exciting.
I think you're going to be a great mayor. What do you think is the number one thing that you bring to the table as far as strengths?
What I think I bring to the table right now in this moment in time, Jeff, is I think I bring, I've always said this too as I've gone along, is servant leadership. It's all about the team. It's all about all about the community. And just like every decision I've made to now and will continue to make, it's about looking at the bigger picture and making sure you're doing the best for the community as a whole.
Are you worried about anything?
Well, of course, we're always worried about something, right? But some of the things we can control and some of the things we can't control. And it's not just up to me, you know, it's up to the commission and ultimately the community too, depending on the projects we pursue and how those go. And again, public input, I've said this again too, I would love to have that commission chamber full every time we have a meeting because it's important to give input.
Just don't bring pitchforks and torches. Right?
Well, I suppose I've said this too, even if we have a room full of people that are mad at me, I would rather have that than have no input because then I know we got a problem.
If I was making a list of top 10 people I'm glad I met in Yankton, you'd be on the list.
Wow, Jeff. I thank you.
You were just outside the top 10, but you brought those donuts in and put you right back
in. The power rings throw it right into the... Yep, that's right.
Best wishes to you. We'll be talking, I'm sure, a lot and with our news director. So thank you. Good luck. Thank you. Appreciate you being here this morning.
Thanks a lot, Jeff.